Let's go abroad again. 30 years after winning and keeping power after the collapse of apartheid, the biggest party in South Africa will have to form a coalition to stay in power, with results from this week's general election continuing to show that the African National Congress have won less than half the vote. BBC correspondent Nomsa Masika has been bringing us up to date.
Well, with just over 60% of the results counted so far, the governing ANC, which has always enjoyed an outright majority in parliament, looks set to lose that majority because it's currently at around 41% of the national vote, followed by the Democratic Alliance and then the newly established party of former President Jacob Zuma is actually proving now to be the third largest political party in South Africa. And that party was formed just 5 months ago.
It's not a big surprise. We've been predicting for many weeks now that the ANC were likely to lose their majority. Will they form a coalition government and with who?
So as far as we understand, there are some, talks that are being held behind closed doors with potential coalition partners, which probably include the Democratic Alliance, which is the second biggest political party here in South Africa. And it does look highly unlikely that the ANC will form a coalition with the party of the former president, Jacob Zuma. But there is also an expectation that the economic freedom fighters would be in negotiations with the ANC to form a coalition government. And coalition governments is not something that is new here in South Africa. Back in 1994, when South Africa became a democracy, there was a government of national unity that was formed between the ANC and the last apartheid president of the country, F.W. de Klerk, who was leading the National Party and also the Inkatha Freedom Party. But of course, that coalition broke down, 2 years after it was established. So on the whole, this is something that, is new for the ANC of this seventh administration. The ANC is definitely losing support in this country, and primarily because people have been so disillusioned with the promises that the ANC government has made. And such promises include putting an end to the rolling blackouts that have crippled the economy and that have also led to thousands of job losses. Youth unemployment is a big thing here in this country. The levels of crime are something that the ANC government has been struggling to ensure that it puts an end to. So there's a lot of things that people are dissatisfied about when it comes to the ANC government.
Yes, the loss of support for the ANC and the scale of that loss, the most striking features of this election, but so too the role of Jacob Zuma.
Well, Jacob Zuma has entered politics again, when everyone thought that he would retire quietly, particularly after he was given a presidential pardon when he was granted a medical parole. Remember, he was sentenced back in July 2021 for being in contempt of court and was sentenced to 15 months in prison. But his imprisonment sparked deadly riots, the worst that the country has seen since the advent of democracy here in this country, led to the deaths of more than 300 people. So people expected that the 82-year-old would sit at home and enjoy his retirement. But he has really chewed a huge chunk of votes that were ordinarily ANC votes, and those people who are disillusioned with the ANC have gone to him. A lot of people are also saying that, but hang on, Jacob Zuma was president for 9 years. What is it that he did differently compared to what the current administration of Cyril Ramaphosa is doing? There are people that say that, well, when Jacob Zuma was president, the rolling blackouts were not as bad as what the country is seeing currently. So yes, he is an old politician who has, the ANC has been his political home for more than 60 years. And yet people expect that Jacob Zuma and his party will bring about change in their lives.
And that was Nomsa Masika, BBC correspondent in South Africa, speaking to us earlier.